This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. retail sales jumping by a record 17.7% from April to May as spending partially rebounded after the coronavirus had shut down businesses, flattened the economy, and paralyzed consumers during the previous 2 months. Ken Perkins is a retail analyst.
All in all, this was an excellent month for retailers with the sharp bounce back in sales that we saw from what were record lows in April.
Perkins was speaking there to CBS News. Still, the pandemic's damage to retail sales remains severe, with purchases still down by over 6% from a year ago. President Trump is set to sign an executive order on police reforms in a few hours. He says he'll be offering up solutions in a comprehensive order about justice and safety. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms making some changes after the questionable police shooting death of a black suspect last Friday evening in a Wendy's parking lot there. The mayor yesterday issuing several orders, including that officers have a duty to intervene if they see another officer using excessive force.
Our police officers are to be guardians and not warriors.
The FCC is investigating a huge T-Mobile network outage that affected customers coast to coast yesterday. They say the outage is unacceptable. T-Mobile says voice and texting services have now been restored. We told you at the top of the news about the strong retail sales report for last month. Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up nearly 3% in early trading because of that report. And the NASDAQ and S&P 500 have been up nearly 2.5%. As for the retail sales number, the president just tweeted, "Wow." This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Could this be a year without Major League Baseball? Well, the Players Association says they are disgusted after League Commissioner Rob Manfred reversed course yesterday on some comments he had made earlier about the league's chances to have a 2020 season. Manfred saying yesterday he is no longer confident there will be one. Just a week ago, he declared baseball would be, quote, unequivocally played this year. The association and MLB owners have failed to agree, though, on a proposal to begin the season after its coronavirus shutdown. Scientists at the University of Nottingham are estimating there could be more than 30 civilizations of intelligent life in our Milky Way galaxy. The civilizations would all be at minimum about 17,000 light years away from us, though, which would make them practically impossible to communicate with using our current technology, though perhaps they have better technology. The estimate is based on the assumption that life forms in the same way and in the same time frame as it does here on Earth. the European Space Agency's NASA-launched solar orbiter made its first relatively close pass of the sun yesterday, getting as close as 48 million miles from it. That's about halfway between the Earth and the sun, but the closest that a man-made orbiter has ever passed by the big star. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like it. I'm Bill Martinez. We're delivering the truth no matter where it leads, because it is that doggone important. George Barna is back with us, professor at Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, Mr. George, how we been, buddy?
Doing well. Glad to be with you again. Thank you.
Well, always good here, especially to talk about, the answer. Interestingly, the sixth installment of the American Worldview Inventory reveals what percentage of Americans are turning to and away from in the midst of all this anxiety over COVID and the looting and violence that's happening on the streets of America. And the answer, maybe I should say, and the answer isn't what?
Well, it isn't that people are turning to God or turning to the Bible or even turning to their faith. And when we ask people, you know, how do you figure out what's right and wrong in a given situation, we've got close to 2 out of 3 people in America saying it's all about trusting themselves, you know, going deep inside, looking inside themselves, etc. Or it's about other people. People that they know, people that they hang out with, people that they work with, and taking their cues from those people. What we found was less than 1 out of 4 Americans say that when they have to make an important moral or ethical decision, they actually turn to the Bible. So this kind of corresponds, Bill, with what we've been talking about over the last few weeks on your show here,
exactly,
where the research is showing that people are less and less inclined to trust God, trust the Bible, trust their faith, trust their church. It's all about the cues that they can get from these other places that now they're shifting to in terms of what they believe to be reliable and truthful.
George, is this parallel with this movement that's coming out of these universities that has these young kids choosing socialism over capitalism? Is that parallel with that?
Well, very much so, because all of those kinds of choices have to come from some worldview. And so a biblical worldview is one option, but we know that the vast majority of colleges and universities in America do not have professors who will suggest even the consideration of a biblical worldview. A study I did a few years back showed that the largest share, not a majority, but a plurality of professors across America buy into a Marxist worldview. And so that would say there is no God, there is no absolute moral truth, the Bible is just another book, you know, and all of these kinds of perspectives. So, yeah, when you look at the kinds of choices that college kids are making, they came into college with a worldview of some type.
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, it's being challenged in those colleges and being pushed to be reshaped to be something, but again, not to be something that's a biblical worldview.
Yeah, that's amazing. Is it just an out-and-out resistance of the Bible because the Bible is not cool, or is this something that they've apprehended as a result of, you know, coming into the universities, you know, really non-committal and being formed by their, you know, resident professors?
Yeah, it's really a combination of things. One of it is the literal pounding that we get in our culture from the media suggesting that God and the Bible are not truthful, not reliable, not even practically helpful, and suggesting other perspectives in its place. So you've got that. Then you've got your teachers who, in many cases, you know, and you've seen the stories, you've reported on the stories of professors who will literally fail a student who continues to profess a biblical worldview or to defend a biblical worldview. And then you've got parents who, by and large, are not stepping up to the plate. They want to be good parents, but they're trying to hire the best professionals they can find to raise their kids. And those professionals are not vetted for their worldview. So you've got all these other sources of influence coming to bear on the minds and the hearts of our kids. They're not going to church. They don't believe the Bible is particularly relevant to today. Now, they haven't read it, but they've also never been helped to read it, helped to understand it, helped to interpret it or apply it. And then they look at the role models that they have, and, you know, they can always find something wrong that Christians do because the media are quick to jump on that.
How do they reconcile what's happening on the streets? I mean, let's set the Bible aside for just a moment. Do they still think that somehow this is, you know, this kind of lawlessness still makes sense?
Yeah, and a lot of this goes back to what they're looking for in a worldview. And so there are several particular elements that are important to them. Fairness is one. Justice is another. Equality is a third one. Tolerance would be a fourth one. And so they're looking for a system. They're looking for a group of people that holds those things up as being the ultimate hallmark of a lens through which you can view life. They don't understand what the Bible says about fairness, justice, equality, or tolerance, but they have assumptions based on bad information that they've been given by other actors. They haven't gone back to the source. So a lot of their choices are being based on bad assumptions.
George, it seems like they're going to have to learn as we did. We know that in our youth, we made decisions that were motivated by emotions. And not to make it so simple, but it's just that I am perceiving, you know, high in emotions and really low on intellect. Not to be insulting, just only analyzing where they are right now. And they may end up discovering, like we did, that, you know, decisions made in the emotional environment, not as good as those when we can really analyze and take in all the data.
Yeah, I think it's a great point, Bill. You know, when we have been studying how do people make their decisions, we have found that the current rage in America is to turn inward and to respect your feelings. And the idea here, it's a very postmodern idea, because their perspective is you cannot trust facts, because facts can be manipulated. You know, like feelings can't. So, it's a really bizarre set of circumstances that we're dealing with.
And I think it's ironic because we just came off of COVID-19 and they were all, you know, shouting about, you know, you got to count the science, you got to believe the science. And, of course, now we're finding out that the science, you know, to reinforce their instinct has not been exactly right either.
Well, yeah, and I'm not sure that I'd say science wasn't right. I would say the scientists weren't right.
Yes.
And that's because they were bringing other things into the equation. You know, facts are facts. And, you know, I guess that betrays me as being really old school. But, you know, I think there is such a thing as absolute truth, particularly in the moral arena, but also in the real real world arena. And so science lives or dies on the basis of facts. It's when you get scientists interpreting those facts to justify their own perspectives or desires or whatever it is that's driving them, that's when you really have issues.
We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent we are, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with George Barna continues. George, of course, is the professor at Arizona Christian University and president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, and we're discussing the sixth installment of the American Worldview Inventory. George, anything shocking especially about this recent installment?
Well, you know, when we do this research, Bill, because we're trying to get the reality of what's going on in people's minds, hearts, and lives, we look not just at beliefs, but also at behavior. And so in this particular summary, we were also looking at how people said they would deal with five different situations in which they would have to make a choice. And some of those were really interesting to me. I can't say shocking, because when you do this for 40 years, you see the progression and you kind of predict some things that are coming. But when we ask people about things such as speeding, is speeding, you know, going 80 miles an hour in a 55 zone, whether there are other cars around or not, whether it's daytime, nighttime, you know, is that something that is morally acceptable? And to find that a majority of people say, yeah, you know, I think the circumstances that you described, it was literally the right thing to do. I mean, that to me is kind of surprising, where now we look at the law and we have to say, nah, we know better. Or you look at something like having sexual relations with someone that you love and expect to marry in the future. Is that okay to have sexual relations before that, you know, potential marriage? Mm-hmm. And again, finding that a majority of people are saying, well, yeah, that's perfectly morally acceptable. In fact, by a 2-to-1 margin. And so I look at those kinds of things and I realize, you know, I think we've crossed that line in the sand. Mm-hmm. And for many people, there's not going to be any going back, because they've now determined that nobody knows better than them. So what they decide is golden. What they decide is the only truth. And, you know, that's going to have dramatic long-term implications for our culture, because, of course, that's what they'll pass on to their kids, their grandkids. That's what they'll pass on to their friends. That's what will influence the decisions that they make at work and in relationships. And so you can see what's happening in America today as a result.
Exactly. How would you like to be a police officer who pulls somebody over for driving 80 miles an hour? They think it's acceptable, but you're a police officer and your job is to uphold the law. So now this guy's going to get yippy in your face because you've, you know, reinforced what the laws are, but yet in their perception and their worldview, that that law has failed and they should not be given a ticket.
Well, and then what will happen is they will hire a lawyer, they'll go to court, and the lawyer will do everything he can to defend his client, that's his job, mm-hmm. and so they will besmirch the reputation and the history of service of that officer, which you can't erase that, and in the course of doing that, they're going to be crying that this ticket was unfair, it was unjust, it's inequitable, the officer is being intolerant, the system is broken. I mean, you know, the kitchen sink gets thrown in at that point. And it's just utter chaos, moral anarchy.
And especially in today's environment, if you happen to be, you know, black while driving, then we get all the racism, you know, kicked into the narrative as well. And let's move forward in defunding the police and really open the door to lawlessness.
Yeah, and it is a difficult situation because, yes, there are some individuals who are racist, who have those positions of authority. And so, you know, they're known as the bad apples. Well, we need to, you know, deal with the bad apples rather than throw out the entire orchard. Yeah, and that's, I'm afraid, what we're doing today.
Especially, exactly, when you do, you know, you do look at the data and you break it down and you say, okay, let's look at, you know, how many blacks die every year or are murdered, something like 5,000 to 6,000 are, 80% according to this are, you know, black on black murders. As far as police are involved, we're talking maybe 9 or 10 incidences in a year where there is a shooting by police, and according to, again, the statistics, about 80% at least of those involved a gun. So the perpetrator had a gun coming against law enforcement. I think you're inviting problems here.
Yeah, I it's interesting. You know, the Washington Post has been the go-to source for that kind of information for a long time. Well, suddenly this situation emerged in the past week, and the Washington Post started tinkering with their database to try to raise those numbers.
Exactly.
But they only got it up to 13. You know, yes. So, I mean, yeah, you're exactly right. When you look at the facts here, it does raise the question, well, wait a minute, is there a justifiable motivation for that action? And then even taking a step back, looking at the bigger picture, yeah, why do we have police? What was the motivation for that? Oh, wait a minute. People need to have boundaries, and those boundaries need to be enforced. It's the same thing as parenting. You know, I mean, if you have a child, you don't give them boundaries, or you give them boundaries and you don't enforce it, you got a monster on your hands. So, I'm hoping that the nation is just going to step back, take a deep breath. Yes, there are systemic issues that have to be addressed. It's a great time for us to be doing that.
But it's so critical to what you said earlier, is that if this isn't predicated on the truth, wow, good luck.
Yeah, because that's when you wind up with a moral anarchy situation. You know, we know from this study that 6 out of 10 Americans right now say there is no such thing and cannot be any such thing as absolute moral truths that apply to every person all the time. What people are saying basically is, don't impose any limitations or boundaries on me. I'll be the one who determines what's right or wrong for me in every situation, all the time. Don't bother me. That's when you have a nation that's about ready to explode.
Exactly. Well, it definitely got a bit of a release point in these last week and a half, 10 days or so of this rioting, a little pressure valve. But, I believe that, in many ways, I mean, some of this stuff is being self-manufactured. You know, we're really, just not taking any kind of personal inventory or accountability as one black historian. Laid it out. Shelby Steele from the Hoover Institution, he just says, look at, the question that needs to be asked is, are you carrying your own weight?
Yeah. And this is one of those times, too, where I think we've got to recognize and respect the importance of leadership. Leaders who will help us to refocus on what really matters, to see the big picture, put it all in context, and remember what we're trying to accomplish here. This whole idea that's so common today of living in the moment can really get in the way of seeing that big picture and making better decisions.
Well, you're right. You say, as Americans embrace the consequences of unrestrained moral choices, we will see further rejections of traditional marriage, conventional child-rearing practices, objectives, millions more abortions, excessive substance abuse, wider acceptance of suicide, polygamy, sexual perversion, and religious persecution. And these are things that you have been watching and you've seen on the horizon for a long time. So as you say, you're not all that surprised. You have seen this coming over the mountain when she comes. You know, George, I had sent out a tweet here recently regarding Black Lives Matter, which I believe America still is choosing to remain ignorant over. We're beginning to open our eyes a little bit on Antifa, but they don't realize that Antifa and Black Lives Matter are joined at the hip in many respects. And I tweeted out, I said, stop killing black babies, and I might really start to believe that black lives do matter.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you start unpacking the data on what's really going on, it is scary. You know, it may not be surprising to someone who tracks it, but nevertheless, it is scary. And it's something that I think we've really got to focus on. This is not a sideline. Right. I'm hoping this isn't the kind of stuff people go home, sit back, pop a beer, and watch the news and say, wow, look at that riot. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is serious stuff, and this is determining what the country is going to be for the near future.
President of the Cultural Research Center at ACU, George, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you, buddy. Take care.
You too, Bill.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, and this is our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. And now your direct lender, Network Capital Funding, is offering mortgage rates at historic lows. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875 with a 2.89% APR. Incredible! Plus, there's no lender origination fees or discount points. This is the best it's ever been. And now you have Network Capital Funding on your side, saving you money and time with their uniquely fast, simple, and secure process. These are our best rates ever, so call now to save. See for yourself. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.875
with a 2.89% APR. Incredible. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding. 800-500, the number one, HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. It's a grand slam to your best savings ever on your new mortgage or refi. That's 800-500-1-HIT or 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. retail sales jumping by a record 17.7% from April to May as spending partially rebounded after the coronavirus had shut down businesses, flattened the economy, and paralyzed consumers during the previous 2 months. Ken Perkins is a retail analyst.
All in all, this was an excellent month for retailers with the sharp bounce back in sales that we saw from what were record lows in April.
Perkins was speaking there to CBS News. Still, the pandemic's damage to retail sales remains severe, with purchases still down by over 6% from a year ago. President Trump is set to sign an executive order on police reforms in a few hours. He says he'll be offering up solutions in a comprehensive order about justice and safety. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, as we continue to practice social distancing, and as the school year comes to an end, parents are continuing to look for projects and activities to keep the kids entertained that doesn't involve screen time, right? Well, do-it-yourself mom blogger Chelsea Joy is with us to give parents ideas on how to engage their children without screen time. Chelsea, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, you've partnered with the National Peanut Board as part of their Spreading Good campaign. I got to tell you, when it comes to peanut butter, I'm a nuts kind of guy. I got to have peanut butter with nuts. That's just my own preference. I tell people when we die and go to heaven, that's what's going to be, peanut butter with nuts and Coke, not Pepsi, just for fun, you know. So anyway.
There you go. Well, it takes all kinds.
Exactly. Okay, so tell us more about what you're up to with the National Peanut Board.
Yeah, I would love to. So I am partnering with the National Peanut Board this summer as part of that Spreading Good campaign that you mentioned, which is a series of purpose-driven initiatives that are really centered kind of all around doing good with peanuts and with peanut butter. You know, I'm going to show you a few ways that I've actually been brainstorming as a DIY blogger and as a mom to kind of reuse and repurpose those empty peanut butter jars that probably a lot of us have in our houses right now. You know, I'm a mom of two young kids. I'm always looking for fun things to do with my kids. And this was kind of a perfect way for me to get involved and to use my skills and come up with creative ways that I can reuse those household items and kind of teach my kids about recycling and upcycling and helping the environment in that way, too.
So why peanut butter, of all things? Did you, like, wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and had visions of peanut butter jars falling on your head? What happened here?
Well, it's not uncommon for me to dream about peanut butter, if I'm being honest. I'm a lifelong fan, that's for sure. But
you and me both. I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a household staple for us, and I think it's a household staple for a lot of families, you know, throughout the country. It's shelf-stable. It's an inexpensive source of nutrition for families, and I know that we've been kind of polishing off peanut butter jars left and right. So when the National Peanut Board came to me with this campaign, I was thrilled to see that kind of a brand that I already use and love is using their voice for good and kind of in a new way. So together with the National Peanut Board, I'm really excited to kind of show you these ways that you can use peanut butter jars and even use the last little bits of peanut butter in the jar to give it some new life and engage with your family while you're doing it.
I know. Look at that. That's the thing. There's two things, right? First of all, you got a peanut butter jar, and there's just something, I don't know, something about it that even when you go to throw it away, you feel like maybe I could use that. I could repurpose that. And the other thing, that drives me nuts too is when you get down to the very bottom, because you know, the regular, the regular butter knife, just, you know, being able to get down to the very bottom of that peanut butter jar is a little bit of a challenge. So you're going to save us on two ways here. So tell us all about it.
Yeah. Yes. Bill, I'm here to solve all your problems.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I can maybe sleep tonight. That's great.
Yeah. So on my blog, unlovelyindeed.com, I wrote a blog post with 7 ways that you can either reuse a peanut butter jar or ways to use that last little bit of peanut butter in the jar. You know, there's a couple recipes there that you can actually make with your kids in the jar, so you don't need any other bowls or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And those are really easy, family-friendly, healthy kid recipes that you can make. And then I have a bunch of other DIY ideas, including the dreaded, you know, how to remove that sticky label from the jar. All the ideas are simple. You can find them on lovelyindeed.com. They don't need a ton of supplies, probably stuff that you have around the house. And I would love to actually walk you through one of my favorite ideas today.
Yeah, you better. You can't just leave me hanging here.
Sure. So one way that I came up with to use an empty peanut butter jar when brainstorming on how to make it maybe into a piece of like home decor was actually a terrarium. And terrariums are super popular now. You know, they're very trendy and modern. It's a way to kind of bring plants into your home that are easy to care for. You know, terrarium plants don't take a lot of attention or love. So they're really easy to do and fun to make with your family. So to make this terrarium, it's 5 simple steps. It's very easy, very fast, and you can probably do it in, I would say, less than 10 or 15 minutes. You'll need an empty plastic peanut butter jar, either a hot knife tool or kind of like a craft knife that's fairly sharp, some spray paint, and then your soil and your little plants, probably succulent plants. So 5 steps. Step number 1, clean the label off of that jar, and you can go to lovelyindeed.com for some easy non-toxic ways to get a label off of a jar. Step 2, you're going to spray paint the lid of your peanut butter jar a fun color. You know, let your kids help pick out the color or do something wild that's, you know, kind of different. Set that aside and let the lid dry. And then you're going to actually use your knife tool to cut a circle out of the side of your plastic peanut butter jar. This part's probably best done by the adult in the situation, just for safety. So you're going to cut a little hole out of the side of your peanut butter jar, just big enough that you can reach your hand in and plant a little succulent in there. That's step 3. Once the lid is dry, step 4 is put the lid back on and stand your peanut butter jar upside down. And then step 5 is just plant your succulents in there. You can add a little soil. You can add your succulent plants, water them a bit, and it's done. It's really fast and really cool. It's like a modern and interesting take on the terrarium. And it also makes a really great gift. You know, you can give this to neighbors, to grandma, to teachers, or just kind of anybody who might need a little bit of sunshine in their day.
Exactly. Well, you could bring, you know, a brand new jar of peanut butter and a succulent treat there, and keep both hands full, and double their pleasure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Double the fun.
Okay. Well, Chelsea, help me. What about that remaining part at the bottom that's so difficult? What's your idea to reclaim that?
Yeah, you know, one thing I did with my kids the other day that was so easy. There was about 1 inch of peanut butter left in the jar, in a glass jar. We microwaved it a little bit, mixed in a few chocolate chips, put some dry cereal in there and shook it up, and it made kind of like a peanut buttery, chocolatey cereal treat that they loved. It was the perfect use of it. Then we cleaned out the jar and used it for some craft supplies. Yeah.
Cool idea. I love that.
Yeah.
So the kids were jumping all over that, huh?
Oh, man, they were shaking it up so great, yeah.
Well, again, congratulations on Spreading Good campaign. I'm going to give you a chance to summarize. We've got a couple minutes left of our time together here. So remind everybody what you're doing with the National Peanut Board and the Spreading Good campaign, because that's what we need. We need a lot of spreading good around our country right now, Chelsea.
We sure do. You know, a lot of people are home spending a lot of time with their families right now. Peanut butter sales are way up. You know, it's a household staple that everybody's kind of stocking up on. It's flavorful. It's nutritional. You can add it to just about any meal, and it's shelf-stable, which is super helpful right now. So I'm really grateful to be partnering with the National Peanut Board on this campaign of spreading good. You know, it's a purpose of a series of purpose-driven initiatives that are all centered around spreading good, doing good with peanuts and peanut butter, spending time with your family, you know, being creative. And I'm just thrilled to be able to kind of add my voice to that and show families ways that they can use that last little bit of peanut butter, you know, use their resources, use those jars to do something different and something creative and kind of think outside the box. You know, if you're looking to do this with your family or your kids or your household, get together and kind of gather your empty jars and think, what could we do with this? How could we do something that would involve our family and engage us together and be something fun that we could do to make a memory together?
Okay, so where do they go for more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So for all of the DIYs or recipes that we talked about today, you can go to my blog, lovelyindeed.com. And to find more information about Spreading Good or just information about the National Peanut Board, you can visit them on Instagram and Twitter at Peanuts Here.
Because she's lovely indeed. Do you have any doubt? I mean, this is the way Chelsea Foy rolls, with or without peanut butter. She's just naturally that way. Chelsea, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Hey, Jeff Kemp is with us, who played 11 years in the NFL. He speaks on teamwork, manhood, and his book, Facing the Blitz, and serves on the Jack Kemp Foundation Board as well. You're still involved with the FatherhoodCommission.org as well, right?
I am. FatherhoodCommission.org. I'm an ambassador for fathering for a group of groups that are strengthening fatherhood, because we really feel like that is at the center of so many social problems. When men don't have jobs, men aren't connected in marriage, and men are distanced from their kids, we're reaping the negative consequences of that in many parts of our nation today, after COVID and racial unrest at the root of many things.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, Jeff, in Facing the Blitz, your book, which you have continued to send out, you know, monthly reminders, I mean, this is a double blitz. I mean, what do you do? I mean, you know, it's tough enough when you get one blitz like the COVID-19 and the way it's, devastated our economy and families and that. And now we have this social unrest, as if we're not dealing with enough, and forget about social distancing and all the precautions we've been taking to get on the other side of this this pandemic, and now that's being thrown to the wind, and boy, this could put us into additional jeopardy. These even peaceful, you know, protests, as you may want to call them, but certainly the riots, I mean, social distancing is out the door.
Well, you know, it's a very sensitive time, and you said, what do you do? I would urge any person who has an inkling of belief that there is a good, perfect God who created us, to talk to God, not just to their Twitter feed, not just to listen to their news station, not just to express their frustration or their opinion, but talk to God. Mm-hmm. Ask God to guide us. And I want to begin this interview with you by praying and just saying, you know, Lord, I don't want to say anything that isn't true. I don't want to say anything that isn't in agreement with your scripture. I don't want to say anything that doesn't point to Jesus as the only and the true answer. I don't want my pride to be in the way. I don't want to prejudge people because of their background or their skin color or their party or their political views. I don't want race to be anything other than the human race. We have different ethnicities and different backgrounds, and we need to understand and honor diversity, but we need unity. And so I'm talking to you, God, asking for help.
Yes.
Think about things rightly, talk about things rightly, act in a way that works towards justice. So with that mm-hmm. spirit, Lord, help us. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So my thoughts are this. Number one, relative to COVID, COVID is a very unforeseen blitz. Some states and cities were more wise and prepared than others. And the sad thing is that the least prepared ones that kind of took a government-only solution, New York State and New York City, for example, have had a lot of loss of life. They have not allowed the economy to open back up. And people are staying frustrated, and they're looking for the government to bail them out of everything. And yet we have so many people out of jobs who are really hurting. Other places are realizing that we need to protect the elderly, protect those that are infirm, but we also can be responsible and get the economy going again. And people are worn out somewhat from COVID. But it is an opportunity in the sense that we've stopped thinking that we're in control and realize that God is in control, and this is an imperfect world that we humans have messed up, and we can't just presume that, you know, money and everything will flow like it has. So there's some humility, I think some humanity, some compassion that COVID has created, concern for one another. But on top of that, Black Americans who were brought here under slavery and had to endure slavery, and then under Reconstruction and Jim Crow, and then welfare laws that decimated the family, and education that's weak in the inner cities, and a lack of opportunity, and continued attitudes that look sometimes at people through the prism of race. And police, we have not completely rooted out of our police departments people who have prejudiced or racial attitudes or bad track records. And we should root those people out by looking at their records, doing interviews, declaring it's a problem. And I think that this is a moment where race, to admit that there's some racism and too much prejudice, mm-hmm. it isn't a weakness. It's a strength. Admission of fault is always a strength.
Right.
You know, God said when we're weak, we are strong.
Exactly.
The best marriages are the ones that apologize and forgive. Mm-hmm. So our country needs to do some of that. I'm thankful for the police chiefs who have taken a knee, taken off their helmet, spoken to protesters. But then again, that's in the daytime. At night, there are agitators that are paid and supported. And I saw bricks loaded into one of the inner cities, merchant arenas, so people could throw bricks.
Exactly.
Someone has planted those. That was not the
spontaneous. Right, exactly.
Yes. No.
No,
yeah.
No.
So, and I wish that many leaders would speak up against that. And I think President Trump is, but I wish President Trump would also speak consistently about the heartache and injustice done to too many blacks that have not had their rights, not had equal treatment, and certainly had these deaths at the hands of police. So it's a tough time, but we need to humble ourselves, not be afraid to admit fault. That'll only open up more hearts if we admit fault.
Well, and both sides, if we can say this, you know, both sides need to listen. I'm setting aside the Antifas, the Black Lives Matters, the troublemakers that are only bent on destroying America and are just willing to, you know, blow up American values and the values that you had referred to and what we ask God to open our eyes to and embrace those values that come from Him. They're not enfranchised with those. In fact, they want only the destruction of America. But the true reasonable American citizens, black, white, pink, regardless of race, that have skin in the game, we need to listen and we need to understand, you know, their pain. And also we need to reason together. That's the other thing that the Bible talks about, Jeff, is that there needs to be room for reason so that we can understand, you know, really what's going on outside of the emotion, traditional urban lies that have been thrust out there, because it really stops the conversation when the lies start and deception starts flying around.
I do. I have exposure and friendship with many African Americans due to my football career and my dad's political career. people that I've worked with in the fatherhood and marriage and family strengthening movement, being involved in some inner city Seattle activities. And there are wonderful, solid black families who are hurting incredibly much because they have to coach their kids to be super careful at a traffic stop,
right.
To not do anything that is out of the norm, lest a policeman be overly aggressive and their life be at risk. I've never had to coach my sons to do that. And I've listened to many black pastors, black business persons, black leaders say, that's just par for the course.
Right.
I worked with a young lady whose brother died in police custody. And she's working for peace right now. She wrote an article on how do we talk to our kids about this, and she's praying. She's wanting the peace of Jesus. She wants conversations. I think you're right. We need to have dinner conversations, meal conversations, ask questions of people of different backgrounds. The heartache and hurt of many minorities and blacks is very, very, very true and legitimate. And it's not to it's not a weakness for us to admit that. And
but,
you know, I have prejudice in me. I prejudge things. I don't think I have racism in me, but I prejudge based on race sometimes. And that needs to be enlightened by conversations. And
that's
another family to your dinner table. And churches should set up these conversations. The church can be a force for healing. We know that the true problem is sin in the human heart and our pride, which doesn't want to admit when we're wrong. And that if we would humble ourselves and say that Jesus said that humility is the path to forgiveness, then we would see healing. So I'm encouraging those police departments that are going stepping forward. I'm not encouraging those where the mayor says, don't enforce the law, don't have a curfew, let the Antifa people go wild. Social unrest is good for the liberalization of our country. That's ugly and obnoxious. Protests are fine.
No, that's a big lie.
Not nighttime rallies.
Right.
And, of course, looting and brick throwing and police attacks against the police.
Well, Jeff Kemp, like in all other blitzes of life, we can be all the stronger for this moment in time. And the moment requires the right choice. And I'm with you in your prayer that we pray for unity of all races in this country to overcome both blitzes that have come upon us. Jeff Kemp, who played 11 years in the NFL, his book Facing the Blitz serves on the Jack Kemp Foundation Board and the fatherhoodcommission.org. Jeff, how can people be in touch with you directly?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me at the jeffkempteam.com. Jeffkempteam.com is one of my websites that works best, and the book is represented there, Facing the Blitz. But, you know, I'm working on a book on men right now, how we can be honest and real and transparent, and how we can be benevolent and good for others. We need men.
Yes,
we need men
amen.
To humble themselves, to step up, and to become confident, serving leaders. Men need to be strong, but for others' benefit. So please, start conversations with people of other races. Don't just prejudge things. Don't just listen to your own news station. Get the whole picture, and let's talk to God before we open our mouth and do dumb tweets and just judge other people.
Well, Jeff Kemp, appreciate the time. Take care. God bless.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.